Well, hello and welcome to Code Harvest. In this video, we will be creating a website, more specifically an online clothing store of a online clothing store. So such as Adidas, Forever 21, H&M, but we will be making our own online store, clothing store. So let's go ahead and start this video. Now we are going to be using HTML and CSS as our programming languages, our main languages, and we might use a little bit of JavaScript. And just to start off, if you haven't downloaded the VS Code application yet, please go ahead and do so. And once you have that installed, we go over to the extensions area and download Live Server. And once you have that installed, move to the bottom of the screen and click on this one right here, which will say Go Live. And once you click on it, it will redirect you to your website. So let's go ahead and add some tags and test this out. So we first add the doc type, which is HTML, and the HTML tag, in which the HTML main language is going to be English. Next, we add the head tag, in which we will rename our website to clothing store. And once we have that set, let's actually go ahead and click go live. And as you can see, the extension has taken me to the website, and the website's name is called clothing store right here. And now we move on to creating a body tag, in which we will add everything such as our texts, images, and so on, but we will be adding our links right here. So before we move on to the body tag, let's choose our font, our main font. And in this video, we'll be using the Poppins Google font. So let's go over to fonts.google.com and search for Poppins. So I'll just remove everything and start afresh. So we'll be using the Poppins font style or font family, and include a range of 300 until probably 700. We don't really need italic, so I'll get rid of the italic style. Okay. So we click on this one right here and copy paste the link given. Right, we will also need to include the styles.css link, since we are going to be adding our properties in that file, and it's going to be our style sheet. Right, so to walk you through the files that I've created, this is the HTML file, the main file in which we'll be writing all the main code, the text, and including the images. The style.css file is going to be where we're going to change or modify or add the properties of whatever tag that we're going to be using. And in this case, let us start off with changing the body property of font family and keeping the default font as Poppins. So let's go ahead and write something like hello, and let's actually like exclude that for now. And as you can see, I think it uses Times New Roman or something similar, and once we add that back, we get the Poppins font. Right, so we're not going to start with header one, but we're going to start with creating the first div, in which our class will be container. We'll be using the container class. And since we're going to be starting with the navigation bar, so basically the logo of the brand, and then the home page, the products, about, and then the login and sign up section will be somewhere here. So we're just going to work on the first section right now. Right, so in order to start, let's use the nav tag, design navigation bar, and let's go ahead and type in home. However, no, let's go ahead and type in the logo since we want the logo to be at the left side, home, product, about, in the middle, and then login, sign up at the right side of the website. So let me show you the images that I have. I have the body image, which I've chosen online, and the logo that we're going to be using as the brand image, which I just got online as well. So let's include the source of the image. And let's check the website. As you can see, it has been implemented to the website. However, we want this to be much, much smaller and to the left of the website, left corner. So let's go ahead and change the properties of width to be about 100 pixels and height to be 100 pixels as well. And that looks much better. Okay, and so our next section is going to be at the center, which will include a list of everything, of all the pages that we're going to include, which is going to be the home page, then the products page, and lastly, the about page. And as you can see, everything is, as you can see, they've all shown up. However, they're in bullet points and they're also not at the same, they're not in the same line. I want them to be in the same line as well as with this logo. So let's change that right now. So first of all, we're gonna go here and change the properties of the container class and put it as a flex display. So that should align everything. That should put everything in line. There we go. And once that is done, let's also change the properties of the UL tag and put it as a flex display, which should put everything in line as well. And now let's get rid of the bullet points by basically typing in list style none. So we don't want the list, the style of the list. So now all the bullet points are gone. And obviously we would need space between each one. So let's go over here and change the properties and the style of each list for the first two of home and products. And we're going to put a margin, which will create a space of 2rem. And let's also paste that in here as well. But we want this to be margin right, just margin right. Let's reload that, and now it has a decent spacing, but I kind of want to have more spacing than that. And that looks much better. All right, and now our next nav will be the login and sign up. So we're going to be using a button for this. So we'll just put it here right now. Log in or sign up. Now we're just going to keep this website quite simple. So I'll just put it as sign up. And as you can see, the sign up button is right here. Okay, now we are going to, now each of these are going to be in links. So when you click on them, you know, you're redirected to a new page. So let's go ahead and change and add the A property as well. HRF equals, so let's just go with hashtag for now. And let's remove that and put that right here. Remove that right now. Add the A tag and include products as well. Now we're going to need this over here as well, about, and now we are done. So let's go ahead and look, and as you can see, there is a line underneath each one, so it looks just like a link, but however, we do not want it to look like a link. So let's go over to change the properties of the A tag, and let's just add text decoration line none. So we want that text separation, and we want the color to be black. And now, as you can see, let me reload once. Now, as you can see, it does look black because it looked dark purple for a few seconds, but now it's black. And if you click on it, you can see the hashtag right here. Okay. And so we'll be working on creating the product page and the about page, as well as the sign up page, in the next videos to come. So make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell to be notified for the next video. Now, we are going to need to include to put spaces in between each section. So of course, I want this at the left side, the start. I want this in the center, and I want this at the end of the navigation bar. So let's go over here and change the nav properties. I want this display flex, and we also want this to have a flex row of just one. So let's go ahead and check. Okay, so now they have spacing as well. And now let's actually change the, now let's justify content and put it at the center, since they look, you know, more to the left. They don't look equal, so we want space around. In this case, we'll use justify content and put space around. Space around, center, any can work fine. Okay, so now everything is good. So they're at the center and there's space around evenly. And now let's move on to the next part, which is editing the button. So we're going to be adding the A tag. However, the button tag needs to be inside the A tag. And also the margin does not look equal. Like the margin here and here is not the same, and we don't want that. So let's go over to nav and change the margin to be 0 just now. Okay. Well, it seems it's just that the UL unordered list tag has a problem with the spacing. So let's change UL's tag to be with 0 margin. So I think this is already 0, but this was not 0 before. So now they're in line together, which is what we wanted. However, we want each of these, like the navigation bar, to go a little bit lower, since they all look too high. And so we'll change the style to be about margin top, just the top of the margin to be about 2 or 3 rem. Okay, 2 rem would be much better, yes. And now let's include the background image, since it looks very blank. So let's go over here and include our background image. It can be any of what you want. So our background image is included in the images folder right here. body-image.jpg. Okay, so now let's take a look at the website. Ah, I forgot to add the images folder, yes. Hey, now that's much, much better. And now let's work on the button of sign up, since that's not what we want our button to look like. So let's go over here and create a new ID. And we're going to call it button dark, and we're going to outline it. So it's going to have a transparent background, but it's going to have a visible border. So button dark outline. And before we forget, let's actually include this here as an ID. And now that we have that included, let's go over here and change its properties. So we want our background color to be transparent. Transparent. And we want the color to remain black. We also want our font family to be Poppins. Actually, we'll change that in the buttons tag. So let's add a new one here. Font family will be Poppins, since the one it's displaying right now does not look like it's Poppins. And now that I've changed it, it looks like it's from Poppins. Okay. Now that we have that sorted, we need to change the border. We don't want the border to look like this, gray and black, but we want it to be solid black. So border would be 1 pixel, solid black. And we want our font size to be about 15 pixels, which we want in here as well. So font size, 15 pixels. And now that they look the same, we will want to change the border radius. We don't want it to be square, but more circular. So know that it's much easier nowadays. We just put border radius, and let's go with 4 rem. 4 rem. About 4 rem? No. How about 1 rem? Still too much. So let's go with 10 pixels. 10 pixels much better, but I want it to look more rectangular, but also circular in some way, so something like that. And let's increase the space between the edges of the border, I mean the border and the text. Let's go over to include padding of 1 rem, 2 rem. Okay, a little too much, so let's increase that by 0.5. I think it looks decent, so we'll leave that as it is. And let's include a hover property so that when we hover over the, when our mouse hovers the button, it's going to change color. So it's going to fill in, so its background color will no longer be transparent, but black, and the color of the text will be white. And there we go. Now that we have sorted that out, let's go over to including our new text. And so that we need to create a new div. So now that we've done with the navigation bar, let us go over to creating the text, which will start with H1, the title, and we'll just add the slogan, look your best. Feel your best. And let's change one of these properties. We want our font size to be about really large. So let's see how large looks like. Oh, that's not large enough. So I'll just change it manually to maybe 50 pixels. Okay, now it looks good. However, the width does not feel right, so I want this to be in a new line. So we're just going to edit the width. Actually, edit the width of the whole div. So style equals to width. Let's go with 500 pixels. Yeah, something like that. And we'd want it to look bigger. Wait, let's change the margin. Margin left, because we want some space between the edge of the website and the text. So let's change that to about 3 rem. And let's also change the font size to about 70 pixels. Let's reduce it to 2 rem and increase this by maybe 600. by 100 pixels. So let me reload this page. And okay, let's reload that again. And let me just include the border of the website, I mean the border of the text, so that you guys can see the actual width. So border, so we'll just remove it later on, but we're just gonna use it to see how big it is and how much we can improve or modify the width. So let's include 1px solid black. So that is how our width is. So we want this to be a little more wider. Hence, I will change the font size to maybe about 65. And we're gonna change the width. Wait, let's see how it looks like. Okay, oh, looks perfect. Well, now we're going to add the paragraph. So we're just gonna write some lorem nonsense. Lorem ipsum textbook. So we're just gonna copy this line of text, include it, and let's just give it some new line. However, since I made a new line here, it does not do accordingly in the website. So for example, I made a new line after edit. However, it did not make a new line after edit. It made a new line afterwards just because of the width. So let's go ahead and increase the font size of this paragraph to be about 25 pixels. Yeah. And let's specify we want our font weight to be about 300. Okay, that's much, much better. And let's go ahead and check the border of this pixel as well. I mean, this border as well. So as you can see, there is a margin. So let's decrease. So let's decrease margin top, I mean margin bottom in this header to be, margin bottom to be 0 pixels. And now the spacing has changed. Okay, now we don't need to look at the border. And that one looks decent. So now let's include the button, that would say shop now. So let's go over here and create, we're just gonna keep it in the same div. And so we're just gonna add the A tag first so that it actually redirects us to maybe the products page. And we're gonna call it we're gonna include the button page and name it shop. Or something like shop now. And obviously right now it does not look great. It looks like the default button style, as you can see, but the font family is Poppins, which is great. And so we're just gonna make a new type of button format. So we're going to actually do what Hover does of this type of button. So we're just gonna fill in the background, let it be black, and the color text to be, the text color to be white. And when you hover around it, it goes a few shades lighter. So let's create a new ID called button dark, something like filled. So the color is filled. I mean, the background is filled, and the background color will be black. Color white, border. We do need a border since button has its default. So we're going to include the border as well. And border radius to be exactly the same, 5 pixels. Font size will be much bigger. Let's go with about maybe 30 pixels. And the padding to be somewhat similar to the other one, but we want a much more spacing. So we'll go with 1 rem, 2 rem. And then we want our hover to be a few shades darker. So when it's hovered, when the mouse hovers around the button, it goes a few shades darker. So background color. So the everything will stay the same except the background color, and it will be dark gray. So I will change that manually since the dark gray that is that is in default is not really as dark as I want it to be. So I think this amount of dark is fine. Now I have to include the ID button dark outline. Okay, now it looks much better. Sorry, this is supposed to be filled, not outline. Yeah. Or what have I named it? Button dark filled. Button dark filled. Oh, okay, finally, yeah, it popped up. Now, okay, it seems like the padding, because I haven't, okay, now that looks fine. Yeah, it looks fine, so let's see. And also, I want to change the margin top so that there's less space in between to 0 pixels. Yeah, something like that, and I want more space between this text and this text. So let's go ahead, let's go here and change the margin bottom. Oh. Actually, let's keep this the same and change the style of this one right here. We have a margin top of 3 rem seems decent. No, 3 rem is a little too much. So let's go with 2 rem. Okay, now that looks much better. And I just want to delete this word right here so that it doesn't look too, the text doesn't look too long. Okay. I think that looks much, much better. So when you hover around the button, it turns dark gray. When you hover around this one, it turns from transparent to black. And I also want a hovering effect in these two, in these buttons as well. So let's change that to maybe when you hover, when the mouse hover around it, it turns white. So let's go over to style.css and sort the li. To have, oh, not the LI. But maybe the A tag. We have a hover effect. So it turns color white. So now let's check. Yes, when you hover around it, it turns white. This one turns to its background color. And this one turns darker. So I believe that is everything included. So this was just the home page. In the next videos to come, we'll be covering the products page and the about page, which should look a bit much, much more different. And we'll also include the sign up page. And perhaps in the future, we're going to cover responsive, how to make, you know, your website responsive so that it looks different on phone. Because if you inspect this website so that you can see how it looks like on a phone, it looks good at the top. However, as you can see, the background image has doubled and we didn't really, you know, we didn't reset that. So we're going to be covering that in the future video. So make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell. And see you in the next week. See you next week. Goodbye.